Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
It's Weird Word Wednesday on Laugh Again, that time when we share strange but true English words that you really must start using on your friends. We begin with the word gudwatery. Hark! This term doth indicate an archaic or elaborate sort of speech. It's a great name for words that aren't in common use anymore, like hither, thither, and yon, and teradiddle. If you were to use teradiddle in a sentence, you'd say something like, "No one would make up such a teradiddle." It means bogus, nonsense, poppycock, balderdash, tommy rot, twaddle. The word fartlek may sound like teradiddle to you, but it actually describes a type of endurance training in which a runner switches between sprinting and jogging. Spondylicks is an old word for cash or currency. You could say, "I don't have the spondylicks to buy a gym membership, so I'm taking up the fartlek instead." This being interpreted would mean I'm too strapped for gym cash, man, so I'll just jog, sprint, jog, sprint. A snollygoster is a politician who does or says things for their own personal advancement instead of following their own principles. It's an old word written back when politicians weren't entirely honest. You could also call this person a throttle bottom. The next time you find yourself in a political conversation, be sure to say something like, "Our country has been taken over by snollygosters and throttle bottoms." Your friends will be bumfuzzled, which means to be shocked and confused. Impignorate means to pawn or mortgage something. A gaudemus is a group of people celebrating together. A flibbertigibbet is someone who's silly and talks incessantly. And herky-jerky means to be characterized by irregular or unpredictable movements, like willy-nilly or helter-skelter. Have you ever wondered what to call the day before yesterday? Well, look no further. The word you need is nudiastertian, as in nudiastertian morning, I went to the pawn shop to impignorate my watch for a few spondylicks. Our final weird word is agelast. Do you know what it means? An agelast is a person who never laughs or cracks a smile. Do you have any agelasts in your life? Sometimes you'll even find them at church, which leaves me bumfuzzled. A joyless Christian is a teradiddle to me, in light of the things that Jesus has done for us. In multiple places in the Bible, we are commanded to be joyful. Psalm 32 instructs us to rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart. If you're a follower of Jesus, joy can be found. In 1 Thessalonians, Paul tells us to rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. What is God's will for you today? To be joyful, prayerful, and thankful. Why? Because our pain is temporary. God has proven his love by sending Jesus to die for us. He has cast our sin into the heart of the sea, put up a no fishing sign, and given us the free gift of eternal life. Of course, there are snollygosters who will try to convince you to live in fear. These are serious times, they say, and they're right. The times are serious, but our God reigns over history. And when we get to heaven, we won't find any agelasts or throttle bottoms, but fullness of joy. So, let's start rejoicing here and now. When I think of these things, I start to get chirky, joyful, happy, chuffed, cock-a-hoop. I hope you aren't bumfuzzled by my gudwatery, but it's time for a party. Or, I mean, a gaudemus.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."